A dancer once carried this towering effigy on top of his head, assisted by men who lifted it on bamboo poles placed under various parts of the body, as well as placed under the protrusions beside the mouth. Headdresses like this, called harega, appeared at the climax of the annual day dance of the Chachet Bining people of New Britain. You can see a photograph of the dance on the text label. George Corbin, professor of art history at the City University of New York, discusses the harega's appearance.
When you look at the actual form of this large, 15-foot tall or so, bark cloth display piece, you'll notice that the trunk of the body quite literally looks a lot like a tree trunk, and that the head has little ears, which probably suggests that it is a human rather than an animal, and that the head itself looks a little bit like a potato or a tuber of some sort.
The harega image likely combines the features of humans or spirits and food-bearing plants. The harega aren't used anymore, and their precise meaning is uncertain, but they appear to suggest a relationship between the spirits and a bountiful harvest. Indeed, the Chachet Bining Day Dance celebrated both the harvest and individuals who had died during the preceding year.